In May 2012, the Vermont legislature passed a revamped State Consumer Protection Act, making it the toughest in the nation on predatory internet lending. This week, Attorney General Bill Sorrell announced a crackdown against lenders and their payment processors. Sorrell says they are unlicensed and often charging usury rates.
Some people call these payday loans. They're not all payday loans, but these are typically rather small in amount, something under $2,500. They can be a little bit more, but they're supposed to be repaid quickly. We believe 5,000 to 8,000 Vermonters have taken out these loans in the last 5 years. And the average rate of interest is 300%, and in some cases up to 1,000%. So these are really outrageous amounts and illegal under Vermont law, which limits consumer loans to no more than 24% for the entities that we regulate. And we've found that these have moved more and more to the online world. They're still advertising on television some, but it's more in the online world. And we have found that 81 companies in the United States are making these loans in Vermont and are not registered to do business, not licensed to lend in Vermont. So they're violating the law. So we announced a crackdown against the lenders and the loan processors who work for the lenders, and we're trying to stop it in Vermont.
A lot of times when you're dealing with things online, it's difficult to track them down because they can be extremely elusive. Is that similar with these sorts of companies here that are doing these sorts of loans?
Yes, and some of them are kind of fly-by-night operations. They will go out of business and then all of a sudden reappear under a different name shortly thereafter. And that's why we've compiled this list now of 81 separate companies not registered in Vermont but extending loans in Vermont. And we're asking Vermonters who have taken out these loans to call us and let us know the names of the companies that they have borrowed from. We also announced settlements with three of these lenders and one loan payment processor. And we are going to be in a position over the next 3 to 6 months to return approximately $1 million, it could be more, to about 1,600 Vermonters, either in terms of forgiveness of loan amounts still owed or repayments of their interest and fees payments, and in one case, anything over an interest rate of 18%. Right now, at least 1,600 Vermonters are going to be getting a letter from the Attorney General's office in the next 3 to 6 months, could be sooner. They shouldn't throw those away. They should open them up. There might be a form there they have to fill out in order to get what they're entitled to under the settlement. There might be a check in the letter, or there would be a notice that they've had a deposit made to their bank account and the amount of it and why. So if you get a letter, an AG's letterhead envelope, open it up and read it.
If these companies are so elusive, how many potentially are out there?
We have no real strong idea, and that's why we're asking people to let us know the companies they're dealing with. One tool or arrow we have in our quiver that no other regulators, AGs in the country have to use against this industry is a Vermont law that was passed in 2012 that allows us to go against the payment processors. And these are these companies that are typically very legitimate businesses that will process payments for online purchases from large national retailers and the like, but they also get retained by these lenders. And under Vermont law, we can go against these payment processors. And one of the settlements we announced is with a payment processor that was processing payments for 29 separate lenders. So the sort of the neck of the funnel, if you will. And Vermont's law is the envy of many regulators, state and federal in the country, and many consumer advocates, because it allows us to go at these payment processors and hold them accountable for the illegal loans.
Links to the Attorney General's report, the settlement, and information on Vermont's consumer protection law are available at wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.